Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hello, Nandri Vanakkam. Thank you so much for tuning in, watching this video. Today's topic, what we are going to talk about, something very, very important, or a superana topic. இது வந்து பேரண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாம் நம்ம வீடியோ வாட்ச் பண்ணி இது மாதிரி கேள்வி கேட்கறது வந்து ஐ திங்க் ஐ ஃபெல்ட் ரியலி டச்ட் பை யூ ஆஸ்கிங் தீஸ் க்வெஷ்சன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹேவிங் த ட்ரஸ்ட் தட் வீ வில் ரெஸ்பாண்ட் டு யூ வித் அ வெரி லிட்டில் வாட் ஐ நோ ரைட் ஐ எம் நாட் அ சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் எக்ஸ்பர்ட் அட் எவ்ரி அதர் டாபிக் But I just want to share my perspective and thoughts. That way it can help you become successful in every desire what you have. I know you're going through a challenging situation. இது வந்து ஒரு சூப்பரான கேள்வி. What are some of the ways that I can help my mentally challenged child? First of all, thank you again for the trust what you have and asking this question. I'm sharing this with insights what I have from my circle of people. Who are going through this. And my very own daughter, she did her bachelor's, master's, and right now she's in a PhD program specifically, and her expertise is around help people who are mentally challenged. First and foremost thing, do you have an early diagnosis? You'll have to identify if your child is going through any of the mental challenges early on in their life. And how do you go about doing that is early diagnosis. Early diagnosis, you should go for routine health visits for your children. A lot of people just think doctor visit is the only thing. You should go doctor visit, dental visit, and just psychiatry or counseling, right? At a very young age. A lot of people think counseling is not needed for me, but counseling on the, you should go ahead, psychologist kutte kootittu ponum. So that way they are able to diagnose what is the actual problem. Once we diagnose the actual problem, then comes the treatment. It is so important that we need to have early assessment and early intervention can really help solve a lot of problems. Once you're taking them to psychologists, you have the intervention, and if there is medication which is needed, the right medications are provided, then you will see a significant difference. But the most important thing is taking your children for these three visits, which is doctor, dentist, psychologist. If you have these three planned in an annual visit, it can help you. Right now, I don't know exactly what your child is going through, but I'll be more than happy to connect you with my network of people who have the expertise specifically in mental health issues. And as a result of which, you might be able to get to the extended network and see if we can get you the required help, right? But that's what I think about it right now. How is it that you're going to help your child? You will be in a position to help your child by taking them for evaluation, taking them to a psychologist, a psychiatrist for evaluation, figuring out what the exact diagnosis is. And as parents, I want you to think about this, all right? When our children show some kind of behavior and we start thinking that it is connected to the regular walk of life and just brushing it off, that is what actually causes to more issues. Every act of a child has a certain situation what they are going through, and that is how they are reacting. So we need to have an open mind to think about how do we intervene, and intervention should be through experts. So if you see a problem consistently with your child, say maybe there is something about they're not sleeping well, just telling you, they need an intervention from a doctor to see what exactly they're going through. So get in the right points of intersection and just don't brush off those ideas stating that, oh, he's just a child, he'll get over it. Intervention is important, and that is where you will be able to solve these issues. I hope this was of some help to you, but please reach out to me, please DM me, whatever it is. I'll be more than happy to provide you with extra help, whatever is needed. If you like this content, please go ahead and comment. Share what your thoughts. What do you think about mental health? How are people thinking about mental health for children? I want you to share your thoughts and comments. Is this still a stigma? A lot of people think it's a stigma as well. But I want you to go ahead and comment. Share your thoughts. If you like this content, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe. And for the time which you have invested, I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars. so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.